More than half the people in the United States live in communities with fluoridated water. Many of the last major holdouts against fluoridation are in the West. In Flagstaff, Arizona, the city council voted to begin adding fluoride, but opponents are collecting signatures to force the matter to a vote. Mitch Tyke reports from member station KNAU in Flagstaff.
It's an hour before the opening bell at Marshall Elementary School in Flagstaff, and Terry Hallberg is hard at work, filling hundreds of plastic Dixie cups with a light brown fluid. It's a root beer-flavored fluoride treatment, and 90% of the students at Marshall rinse their mouths with it once a week. Nobody had to do that in Des Moines, Iowa, where Hallberg grew up, and where fluoridating the city water was not a contentious issue.
No one thought about it or talked about it or was ever concerned about it. It was just an everyday thing.
Not so in Flagstaff. Here, only three schools and almost 1,000 kids in this city of 60,000 receive fluoride through this publicly funded program. And that's a situation that many here would like to change. The debate over the pros and cons of fluoridated water has resurfaced here. It's a similar debate to recent ones in cities as diverse as San Antonio, Spokane, and Amherst, Massachusetts, and was lampooned nearly 40 years ago in the Cold War era movie Dr. Strangelove.
You know when fluoridation first began?
No, I don't yet.
1946, Mandrake. How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy?
Some of those arguments haven't changed much. In March, the Flagstaff City Council decided to take up the subject, and resident Martha Drakenberg sounded the alarm.
In Germany, Hitler had fluoride in the water, and this is a known scientific fact through my father, the chemist, and a lot of people. It makes people docile. I think the people in Flagstaff are docile enough, and they are railroaded into having all sorts of things shoved down their throat. I think that's all I'll say.
And people supporting fluoride, such as physician Dave Lang, were just as convinced.
Fluoride's an element. It's a naturally occurring element in water. Some towns have enough, some towns don't. The difference is the towns with enough have better teeth. People are still healthy, people are still happy, and the trees are green.
For most dentists in town, there's no doubt about the benefits of fluoride. Without fluoride in the water, their patients have more cavities, such as this 5-year-old in the chair at Brian Shanahan's office.
This particular patient will be working on about 12 teeth. At this age, she has 20 teeth in her mouth.
This is one of a handful of days each month an anesthesiologist travels 2 hours up from Phoenix to help Shanahan treat mainly kids with major tooth problems. The child is hooked up to a breathing tube, IV, and a heart monitor as Shanahan goes to work. Shanahan moved here from Chicago, where he saw young patients from public housing projects. He says the major difference was that Chicago fluoridates its water.
In seeing those patients and comparing them to Flagstaff, who most of I do consider a more educated population, we saw considerably less decay in those children in Chicago in those areas than what we see in Flagstaff. Frankly, when I got here, I was stunned at the amount.
But opponents say dental health is less important than the other ills they fear are linked to fluoride. Before the city council vote, opponents cited studies that link fluoride to hip fractures, cancer, and even to lower IQ scores. But by a 4-3 vote last month, the council members chose not to buy those arguments and to begin fluoridation. Alan Mazur, a professor of public affairs at Syracuse University's Maxwell School, agrees the science is probably on the side of the fluoridators.
The bulk of scientific opinion by virtually every orthodox organization that has ever looked at it, for example, the National Academy of Sciences, they invariably come up saying that there is no kind of serious risk that anybody has identified to this kind of thing. But again, you can never nail it down 100%.
And that slight bit of uncertainty is what's kept the debate raging. In 1974, Flagstaff voters overwhelmingly approved adding fluoride, but a ballot measure 2 years later reversed that decision, and the city's water has been fluoride-free ever since. Alan Mazur says fluoride rarely wins at the ballot box.
A lot of the people simply are uncertain, and they don't care that much. And when they go to vote, they think, why take a chance?
If you did not get your little cup of fluoride, raise your hand.
Those who argue that water fluoridation amounts to mass medication say the best way to get fluoride to children is through voluntary programs such as the one at Marshall Elementary.
And swish!
Opponents have until May 18th to get enough signatures to force a vote this summer. Until then, the kids are still rinsing.
They spit.
For NPR News, I'm Mitch Teich in Flagstaff, Arizona.